The acting Prime Minister said although there are no mandates for vaccination and boosters, the government is strongly recommending that persons get vaccinated and boosted to protect themselves and their families from COVID-19. Minister Daniel made the statement in response to questions about news circulating about booster shots every 5 months for healthcare providers.
Of course, you have heard all of the different pronouncements from the ministers, Minister of Health, Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, that the cabinet has, in its discussions, have never ever said that there are mandates for such vaccinations and such boosters. And therefore, the cabinet, in its wisdom, has indicated strongly that we recommend vaccines and we recommend boosters. And there's where we are.
Acting Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Lands and Physical Planning, Montgomery Daniel. Regionally, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley was cleared to resume work on Thursday after being in isolation recovering from COVID-19. A statement from the Office of the Prime Minister said Dr. Rowley, who tested positive for the virus on July 29th, had completed the stipulated period of isolation in keeping with the Trinidad and Tobago's current COVID-19 protocols. And the total number of active COVID-19 cases in Bermuda now stands at 238. Internationally, North Korea's Kim Jong-un suffered fever during the COVID pandemic. That is according to his sister Kim Yo-jong in what appears to be the first suggestion that he had the virus. She also blamed South Korea for her country's outbreak, saying it sent leaflets contaminated with COVID across the border. South Korea rejected the claims as groundless. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention loosened COVID-19 guidelines on Thursday, freeing schools and businesses from the onus of requiring unvaccinated people exposed to the virus to quarantine at home. The changes are a sharp move away from measures such as social distancing requirements and quarantining, which had polarized much of the country and effectively acknowledged the way many Americans have been navigating the pandemic for some time. The agency's action comes as children across the country return to school and many offices have reopened. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.